Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I am your host and energy expert. Today is going to be a little bit of a different episode. I'm going to guide you through a short but impactful workshop that I presented last month live in an online event. And I thought, why not make it an episode for all of you? It's about changing your life by changing your frequency. But what does that actually mean and how do you do that? You will find out today. If you are listening to this episode and you're currently doing something like walking or driving or working, then make sure you come back to this episode and take your time to write down your answers, as it will be more powerful instead of just thinking about this. If you have the possibility to focus with me now for the next 20-30 minutes, hit pause, get a pen and paper, and let's get started. The title of this workshop and episode already says what we're talking about today: frequency and energy. Everything is energy, and everything has its own frequency. Every object, every thing, every place has a frequency at which it vibrates, because it consists of 99.99999% of energy. And that also applies to you. You vibrate in a mixture of different frequencies, which are made up of the frequencies of your thoughts, your beliefs, your perceptions, your attitudes, your memories, and your feelings. And the mixture of these frequencies creates the life that you live. You don't live the life you live by accident or by chance. You have created it based on your frequencies. Maybe you just didn't realize until today. If we want to create something new, we have to change our frequency. Otherwise, we just keep repeating the same situations, the same problems, and the same people in our lives. What I was taught while growing up is that when you don't like something, then make some changes. Do something differently, or go and change something that you don't like in your life. But what nobody ever told me is that making changes on the outside is just not enough. And I bet it's not something that you learned at school or at home either, right? Now I know that we have to change from the inside out for our reality and for our lives to change. Now, take your pen and paper and write down a change that you would like to have or make in your life. This could be something that you don't have at the moment, but you want to have it in your life. It could be something that you no longer want and you want to release it and for it to leave your life. Or you want something or someone to enter or leave your life for good. Decide on a specific change that we will then work on within this workshop. So write down what that current situation is that you no longer want, the unchanged situation, the current situation, and then how you would it rather to be. How would you want to have it? What kind of situation or life do you rather want to live? Hit pause for a moment while you choose that change and write it down. Great, well done. The current situation has a frequency that consists of many different things. We are now finding out the inner aspects for which we are personally responsible. These are the aspects that we can actually influence to change the frequency and therefore the situation. This is about the frequency of your beliefs. Write down at least three things in the area of your beliefs that have created the current situation or continue to keep it alive and present in your life. And these can be beliefs, thoughts, perspectives, attitudes, or perceptions. This area is therefore focused on the mental space, the mental area of you. Hit the pause button again and take any time you need to write down at least three thoughts or beliefs that support your current unchanged situation. Now, let's do the same with the frequency of your behaviors. What behaviors, actions, reactions, habits, or lifestyle choices have created and/or support the current situation? Write down up to three things in the area of your behavior. Hit the pause button and take any time you need to write down these three behaviors, reactions, or habits that support your current unchanged situation. And be honest with yourself, they do exist, even if you don't want it to be true. This is your opportunity to go deeper instead of staying on that surface level. And the third and final thing we look at is the frequency of your feelings. What emotional states, emotional reactions, and triggers of negative emotions and feelings have created the current situation and/or continue to keep it alive? Write down up to three feelings, emotions, or triggers that you associate with the current unchanged situation. Think about how you feel when you think or experience your current unchanged situation, or what keeps triggering you to be reminded of that situation. Click pause again and take your time. Once you understand that you are the one who creates everything in your reality, and I mean everything, you can't really turn your back on it anymore. I mean, you can, but what use is it to you? Knowing that your inner world creates your outer world is the holy grail if you want to change anything about your reality. But for this to work, you have to take full responsibility for your entire reality. It doesn't just work for one specific area of your life and then the other one, no, you're not responsible. No, it's universal. It applies for everything and everyone. You can choose to keep believing that changes in your outer world will help you feel better or different. Maybe you rather want people in your life to change and for them to behave differently before you look inside of yourself. Or you finally decide now to wake up and realize that your reality is a projection of all of those inner parts of you. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world, and nothing changes until you change. This means that you literally have to become a different person when you create your new self. And you could say now, well, Linda, of course I will be a different person when the changes have occurred. But the trick is that you have to be that new person now, not in the future, in the here and now. Let me explain that. Everything is energy, and that has frequency. And your frequency, which is made up of your thoughts, your beliefs, your perceptions, your attitudes, your behaviors, and your emotions, creates your reality. If you don't change your frequency, you will never be able to experience a different reality. Makes sense, right? A new life in which you experience a change that you desire will never appear out of nowhere, and you will never experience it because you have not changed your frequency in the here and now. Only if you first change your frequency by changing some of your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, behaviors, reactions, will your reality be able to change because you have changed your frequency in the here and now. I'll describe it one more time with this frequency model. If you continue to live your life with the same thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, behaviors, and emotions as before, you remain in the same frequency. And that means you are the same person. This, of course, creates the same reality that you then experience. And then you ask yourself, when will my reality ever change so that I can experience the changes that I want? That's not how it works. In order for you to create a new reality, you must first and foremost have new thoughts, new beliefs, new perceptions, new behaviors and feelings. Without your reality, your outer world having changed. Because only then will your frequency change. And when your frequency changes, your reality can change, and then you will experience the new reality as the new you that you have already created. This is life-changing knowledge that you should not simplify, ignore, or brush over. If you internalize this deeply and live by it, it will change your reality. I promise you that. So let's create the person who's already experiencing the changed situation that you wrote down earlier, the one that you want. We will start by changing the frequency of your thoughts. What thoughts do you have as a person who is already living that changed situation? What do you believe now that your change has happened? What has changed in your perspective, your attitude, and your worldview since your change happened? Press pause and write down at least three thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, or perspectives. And now, let's change the frequency of your behavior as that new person. How do you behave as a person who's already living the change? What are you doing now that your change has already occurred, since it happened? What does your day look like? What has changed in your reactions, your habits, and your lifestyle choices since your change happened? Press pause again and write down up to three things that have changed in your behavior. And last but not least, we change the frequency of your emotions. How do you feel as a person who is already living the change? What emotions do you have now on a regular basis now that your change has happened? What has changed in your emotional state in general or your emotional reactions since your change happened? Press pause and write down at least three emotions and feelings that you have as that new person. Well done. You created everything you need to change your frequency and allow your reality to change too. Nothing will change unless you start living and experiencing these thoughts, behaviors, and feelings now. When you focus on catching your old habitual thoughts, stopping them, and exchanging them with the new thoughts, you change your frequency. If you catch yourself daily with the old habits and exchange them with the new habits that you just written down, then you start to change without your reality having changed yet. And when you notice that you are being triggered and you're just replaying old emotional reactions, and then you stop them and override them with the new feelings, you are writing a new program in your subconscious mind, your operating system. This is an exercise in overcoming your old self on a daily basis. And is it as easy as it sounds? No. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it, and they don't. But it's worth it. The daily realization of old thoughts, habits, and feelings to gradually stop making yourself being that old self and gradually becoming the new self is just worth it. It's just magical. Until you reach that tipping point. And maybe for a long time you might think you're doing it wrong because nothing is happening or nothing has changed yet in your environment. The worst thing that you can do now is give up. Anyone who has experienced it can tell you that for a long time it feels like it will never happen until one day it just makes click and then everything is different. So practice changing your frequency by changing a thought, a behavior, and a feeling whenever you become aware, and your reality will change automatically. And if you like to be guided and have some support in this process of change, then come and join Energy Academy. You learn everything you need to know about the process of change so you know exactly what to do. And if something is still unclear, you can ask me any of your questions in our live monthly calls. I would love to be your guiding support towards your new life. Choose yourself, love yourself enough to do this. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.